You're very welcome to Lorna Porca here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up on another packed show, Crunch Time. Kieran O'Gorman and Tony Ryan preview round 3 of the County Senior Hurling Championship. Mayo for Sam. Martin Kearney on Saturday's All-Ireland football final between Mayo and Tyrone. And Minor Matters. We'll hear from new Daisha Minor hurling boss Shane Horn and Stephen Goff on why he is stepping down as under 20 manager. So more thrills and spills are in store this weekend in round 3 of the County Senior Hurling Championship. Lismore, Ballygunner, Mount Sion and Dungarvan are all through to the quarterfinals, while Ballysaggart and De La Salle will be in the relegation playoffs. Plenty of issues still to be decided though, and to look ahead to all the action, delighted to be joined in studio by former Waterford Minor and Under 21 coach Kieran O'Gorman and GAA correspondent with the Dungarvan Observer, Tony Ryan. And Tony, first of all, looking back to last weekend, first off, how surprised are you to see De La Salle in the relegation playoffs?
I'm sure myself and the whole county would be totally surprised to see De La Salle in that position. And even after we beat them, I think they were still second favourites to win the title. You know, behind Ballygunner, you know, so no, nobody was expecting this at all. But it must be said that on both occasions, the two teams that beat them deserve to beat them. So now what De La Salle have to do is they have to get their act together and make sure they don't fall in at the relegation, because there's two teams going down this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's high stakes. And Kieran, there was real high drama in Fraher Field last weekend. Sunday night, Maurice Shanahan pulled it out of the bag for Lismore, beating 4 Mile Water by a point. Has Maurice been the star of this year's championship to date?
I suppose looking at the scoring records, he is, Tomás. I think he scored 422 or 423 in the two games or something like that. 523, is it?
525, I think.
525, jeez. To like the time, but he's been the standout performer for Lismore, I suppose, for the last 10 years now. And I said many a time too, I think on occasions, that he's the best performing club hurling in Waterford in the last 10 years, and he's not shown any signs of stopping at the moment, which is great for us.
No, absolutely. And Tony, the previous night, Tallow snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, that late goal from cornerback Mark O'Brien. Mm. How did they pull it out of the fire?
I think Tallow showed their experience of being in the senior grade. You know, how did Mark O'Brien get himself in that position? You know, where was Ballysaggart? They're learning their experience the hard way by losing narrowly on both occasions. You know, but they will learn their trade. You know, they have another tough game again this week now. But I think Tallow showed their experience at the end, and Mark O'Brien wasn't one bit surprised that he was the man that pulled on the ball and buried it in the net.
Yeah, and Kieran, like, that victory for Tallow now sets up a real winner takes all clash now in Fraher Field Saturday against 4 Mile Water, 2:30 throw-in. What have you made of 4 Mile so far under Michael Ryan?
4 Mile have been the same. To me, 4 Mile have been the same over the last number of years. They're very hard to break down. And even looking at them there last week against Lismore were very fortunate to get over the line against them. Don't think 4 Mile scored for the last 10 or 12 minutes, but in that period of time, I think they had 4 or 5 wides. I can't put my finger on it. I think they're not playing at times to their full potential. And I was often putting it down to playing football one week and hurling the next week, but they're playing hurling the whole time at the moment now. I presume that they are, and that the football training wait till the hurling is over. And they probably come on again for last week. You know, there's nothing like championship games to bring teams on. But just from Lismore point of view, Lismore are very lucky that they didn't have their shooting boots on last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, turning to yourself, who do you fancy out of 4 Mile Water and Tallow to join Lismore in the last 8?
Well, I think it's a real 50-50 game, because both teams beat Ballysaggart by the minimum, another by 2 points. You know, so I think it's going to be a real, you know, real tension packed game. And I think we still have to see the best from Jamie Byrne for 4 Mile Water. And if he gives one of his good performances the weekend, I think they could beat Tallow okay. Tommy Ryan went off injured, Tallow the last day. It depends what will he be playing. And I think it was Ken Kearney got a bad injury as well. And I think we wish him well, because I think he was in at the grounds until about 10:30, 11 o'clock that night waiting for an ambulance. So he could be out as well, you know. And then would Tallow have a panel, you know, to counteract that? Whereas I don't think 4 Mile Water have a great panel either. It's going to be a real, you know, real 50-50 game. hard to say who'll win that one.
Yeah, it's going to go down to the wire, like all the games in this group, Tony, and we echo your sentiments about Ken Kearney as well. We wish him a speedy recovery. A lot of bad injuries around at the moment, unfortunately. Kieran, turning to another crunch game up in Welsh Park, Passage versus Clonay. Clonay need an 8-point win to qualify for the knockout stages. Do you think they can achieve that?
Well, before you throw it back at me, you know, I tipped Clonay to come out of this group at the start, but I'm after having to rethink my thoughts. I think Passage really surprised me in the first game against Ranmore with a comfortable enough victory against Ranmore. I think it wasn't that the game, but people have been telling me that the scoreline flattered Ranmore. Then Ranmore came along and were comprehensive enough winners last week against Clonay. So going on the form book, you'd be saying Passage to beat Clonay. No, Clonay are going to come out with all guns blazing, because if they lose this, they're in relegation. If they win, they might be able to avoid a playoff, but I think they'd have to win comprehensively. I don't know I'm not sure what way the scoring is. They might have to win by 10 points or something, but I honestly can't really see that. I can't see that happening.
Yeah, and like Kieran, like you mentioned, Passage's big win over Rowan Moore the first day out, and one of their standout performers was Mark Fitzgerald, got 2-3 on his senior debut. Think he could be someone that might break into Liam Cahill's plans next year?
Maybe next year might be a bit early. He's still only 18 years of age, I think, is he? Maybe 19. I don't know. Look, there's plenty of young talent around, but Liam Cahill knows better than any of the three of us here when's the right time to put in a fella and when's not. But he's definitely a huge prospect for the future. I saw him in a league game for Passage against Lismore, and he played centre forward. I think he scored 2-6 or 2-7 that night from play at centre forward up in Lismore. And he's a real prospect for the future. But I'd be just wondering, is he going to fall between this place? What's his best position? Passage playing centre forward, he played full back for Waterford in 20s this year.
Would you have any opinion, Kieran, one way or the other, of where he's best suited?
Well, if a fella can score 2-3 in a championship game, I think he should be playing the forwards.
Very good, very good. Tony, we're going to throw you the much anticipated derby meeting of Lismore and Ballysaggart. We know at this stage that Lismore will finish top of the group and Ballysaggart will finish bottom. Will that take any of the heat out of this game, do you think?
I don't think so, Tomás. I mean, this is the game that everyone has been looking forward to since the draws were made. I know they're at different ends of the table, but I don't think that the game itself and the difference in the scoring will reflect that. You know, I thought in the third quarter last week when Lismore were playing against Formal Water that they were very average, very poor altogether, and Formal Water had a chance to finish off the game and to beat them, you know. Whereas I'm very impressed with Ballysaggart in the two games that they've played, you know, and I think this will be a very close game. And if I was asked to pick one over the other, even though they're at the bottom of the table, I would edge Ballysaggart to win this one.
Well, what makes you say that Ballysaggart could get one over their neighbours, Tony?
Well, I think they're playing with greater intensity than Lismore in both games so far. And like Lismore are depending on Morris the whole time, but I say in that third quarter, nothing happened. I think Morris got 2-pointed threes like that. And you look at the opposite with the three Bennetts, like, where Stephen has been the main man so far, you know, and with the scoring and that, they'll go right to the very end. As I said, they got caught from maybe lack of experience in the senior grade, you know. And what better game than to finish off and win against their neighbours?
Yeah.
Lismore.
Have they been the unluckiest team in the championship so far, Tony, having lost both their games in injury time?
Well, I suppose in one sense they have, you know, but you make your own luck as well too. They had an awful lot of wides the first day, so they had no one to blame the first day, only themselves, you know. And they didn't finish off the other game. You know, but I hope they stay in the senior grade, you know, because like they deserve to be. And the performance, they deserve to be in the senior grade, but you have to get the results to do that.
You certainly do. Well, they certainly brought a huge amount of entertainment so far. Turning to Sunday, Kieran, Ballyduff Upper versus Abbeyside, 1:30 in Fahar Field. High stakes here. Winner will be in a quarter final, loser will be in relegation playoff. How do you expect this one to go?
I fancy Abbeyside to win this one. They ran, I think there was a 6 points between themselves and Ballygunner last week. Probably the closest anyone's got to Ballygunner in about 5 years. As I said, the last I was into, I think Abbeyside are the next team that could possibly topple Ballygunner. But I can't see anything else, really, only an Abbeyside victory in this one. And Ballyduff for all their spirit and gung-ho and everything, but I think they're going to be in a relegation battle. I honestly can't see him turning over Abbeyside in this one.
Yeah, I think Abbeyside showed enough last weekend, Kieran, to prove that they're genuine title contenders.
They are genuine title contenders. Like, it was their first game as well, so they're going to come on a lot for that first game. They're going to finish second in their group, I think. So, no team want to be facing them in the quarterfinal. They have Conor Prunty, Neil Montgomery, Michael Coyley from the county team, and then you put in Mark Ferncombe with that, Darren McGrath. You know, they've more other players, Stephen Enright in goal, they've plenty of experience and around the field. And I'm sure that they'll be looking forward to maybe getting another crack at Ballygunner later in the year.
I'm sure they will. And the last day, Tony, Conor Prunty really put the shackles on Desi Hutchinson in a full back. Do you think we might see him maybe a little bit further out the field on this occasion?
I think that he was down the centre back. You know, that they play him at centre back at club level, you know, but the job he did on Desi Hutchinson proves once again what kind of a man marker he is, and one of the best man markers in the game. And we should congratulate him there on making this, you know, the Sunday game team of the year, and hopefully that'll be the start to getting an All-Star this year, because on his displays he definitely deserves an All-Star.
Yeah,
fantastic marker, a great player. In a number of the games this year, as things went against him, maybe he conceded a goal or two, but he came back into the game. Sign of a great player.
Will Ballyduff be looking for a big improvement on their opening showing against Ballygunner, Tony?
They will, okay, but I think they're limited enough. You know, an Abbeyside man told me now that he makes out that they never beat Ballyduff in Championship. I think they beat him on one occasion. But in a lot of tight games over the years, that Ballyduff beat Abbeyside. But I think this is a different, you know, period in history now, where Abbeyside, you see, if they win again now on Sunday, they'll avoid Ballygunner, because they can't play Ballygunner, you know. And if the two teams meet again, it'll be interesting. I think what's also interesting about Ballygunner is, are the two Mahoney showing mileage on the clock, or are they minding them? You know, is it Philip Mahoney came off fairly early the last game, Tory Mahoney came on late, you know, and are they blooding the other fellas and then going to bring in the other two boys later on the Championship? Or, you know, say a Ballygunner team in the heat of battle without Pory Mahoney, I think a team like Abbeyside could push them to the limit.
Yeah, do you think Ballygunner will need both Mahoney's on the field, Tony, to make it 8 in a row?
I think they will, yeah. And especially Pádraig. You've watched the games over the years with Pádraig, everything goes through him.
Absolutely, it certainly does. Kieran, looking at the final game of the weekend, it's Dungarvan versus Mount Sion, Welsh Park 3:30. Both sides are already through after beating De La Salle. Looking at Dungarvan, first of all, what impressed you about them in their win over De La Salle?
What stood out to me was the work ethic that Dungarvan had against De La Salle that night. And I suppose really what epitomises that the most was Michael Coyley's block down and came over with no hurley. And that gave a lift to the whole team. Gave a lift to the people that were there, but it gave a lift to the whole team. And I suppose it's Peter, maybe that's Peter Smith's influence. I remember Peter playing for Middleton and he was a good leader on himself as well. So he's getting that into the Dungarvan players. And that's really impressed me about Dungarvan that night, was their work ethic.
Looking at Mount Sion, Kieran, obviously, the standout player is Austin Gleeson, and he got 3 points, a couple of spectacular sidelines the last day. But did they show that the last day against De La Salle that it's not just about Austin Gleeson, that other players were able to chip in as well?
Yeah, Midget Roach was outstanding again. Luke O'Brien was excellent for him, you know. They've one of the top goalies in the county, still Iggy, is still flying, and he's experienced inside there with his organisation of the back line, and plus his distribution of puck outs is excellent. So and they have a fine mix. Young Kerwin there was very good as well. So they have a good blend of experience with the likes of Austin and Iggy, and then they have a bit of youth coming as well. Jamie Gleeson came on and got a point or two. So it'll be down to the wire. If to call it, I would think maybe Mount Sion would have an advantage with the game maybe being in Welsh Park. If it was in Dungarvan, it might swing me towards Dungarvan. But look, it's a toss of a coin, but because of the Welsh Park venue, I would go with Mount Sion.
Great stuff. And Tony, just a final question for yourself. There's good news this weekend that the crowds are going to be up substantially. There's going to be 5,500 permitted in Welsh Park and 1,500 allowed in Farrer Field, and those tickets will be up on waterfordga.ie. That's going to be a huge boost, and no excuses now for supporters to get out and cheer on their club teams.
Yeah, it is also, Tomás, for people that aren't involved in clubs up to now. It was the people that were involved in the two clubs were going to the matches. You know, I met a few people who said, I'd love to go to that match. It's okay in the telly and all that, but I'd love to be there and to see it. So from this week on now, those regulars in the Farrer Field and the regulars that go to Welsh Park, they can go and see the matches, and they can see the rest of the Hurling Championship, which is I think is going to be a fantastic few weeks of hurling.
Absolutely, brilliant news on that front. So former Waterford Minor Under 21 coach Kieran O'Gorman and GAA correspondent with the Dungarvan Observer Tony Ryan, thanks so much for dropping in today.
Thanks, boss.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.